welcome to Module 3. Today we're going to be talking about lifestyle change. Everything we've talked about so far is about creating a conscious shift. It is a true lifestyle change or refinement depending on your needs and goals. Changes must be made based on you and your lifestyle goals. Every human being is different. No comparison. We each have different minds, bodies, and environments, and so we need to work with what we have to get to where we want to go. Even if you've worked with this or struggled for a lifetime with it, the goal is to move forward, one step at a time, one day at a time, one win at a time. Will Smith says to fail forward. Fail forward. So yeah, we'll fail sometimes, but we don't just lay down and die. We keep going. So here's what we're going to talk about first, interrupting the pattern. So we're going to further break it down and look at specific food behaviors and possible ways to interrupt the pattern. Let's say you're watching TV and you begin to eat things like chips or popcorn, for example, that come in bulk. If you read the label, a serving size is about 12 chips or crackers or any of those, or a cup or two of popcorn, yet it comes in a bag that contains 4 to 10 servings. So if we run the risk of compulsively blasting through one serving, then another, and another, and another, that needs to be looked at. I can actually eat a giant bag of skinny popcorn. And so I don't bring it into my home. I just don't. And it's not like that's a deal breaker, but I can't imagine that's very good for my colon. So I just manage the folly by not bringing it home. There is a physical response that happens from chewing crunchy things like those, endorphins, which make us feel happy. They're released in our system. And some people, so, you know, when they start to chew, like me, cup or two of popcorn, well, maybe a cup or two more would be even better, or a cup or two more. Some people may be able to throw the rest of the addictive food out or stop and put it away, but that takes real willpower when in the middle of it. I don't have that kind of willpower, so I have to set myself up to win. So many people may be in the same boat. So remember, if the food is in your home and you cannot eat it in a healthy way, you can choose not to bring it in again if you want to win the battle. Choose and make a decision. If you're a volume eater, find a way to begin to manage the folly through healthier food choices. You can have a lot of veggies and salads, or by reading labels. Some people find it helpful to monitor calories or servings, but also not necessary if you tend to be obsessive about such things. We want an ease and grace, not to add to the obsession. So another thing I want to talk about is hunger being okay. I repeat, it is okay to be hungry. I have not yet died between meals. My meals, snacks, are designed to provide me more bang for the buck. In other words, they're healthy, nutritive, and delicious. Do I have treats that have empty calories on occasion? You betcha. But it's not, you know, the birthday cake I had when I was a kid or a donut. Unless it's a vegan donut made with stevia. See, you can actually have treats that work for you. And some people may be able to eat birthday cake and totally be fine. I'm not one of them. But it's all designed into the plan for balance. Balance of vitamins and minerals, satiation, and even emotional satisfaction. Here's the key. If you do bring things in that may not vibe with your overall health and happiness plan, don't beat yourself up. Don't be angry and negative about it. Acknowledge it and then choose again. Because I would go, not recently, because I really have learned, but years ago, I would go and say, well, now I can have that. I'm in a much better place. Now I can have that in the house. Nope. And I learned the hard way. So we get to choose differently. For example, the next morning when you're not hungry or triggered to eat that food, toss it and throw it away. Give it away. Destroy it. I actually left, we had two more bags of popcorn from Costco. I left them in a place where the homeless come by all the time. And so, you know, hopefully that helped somebody. But it's, you know, I'm a poor kid from Ohio. It's hard for me to throw food out. So it's much easier for me to give it away. So once we've given it away, it's out of our environment, which is very helpful. Those are the physical actions that we can take, but maybe you can divide it into portions and label the containers. Only you know what works for you when you become conscious that you have a choice. Remember, it's all just information, which acts like guideposts along the way. The information or facts are not good or bad. I keep reminding you of that. They're just facts. They have no power over you. It is the story you attach that gives you joy or satisfaction or misery. If you're able to peacefully coexist with foods for a long time and then it starts calling to you, you know there's something going on spiritually that needs a light shone upon it. Don't let it build. Figure it out. It's the little irritations that cause us to slip into old behaviors, not the big stuff. So when you're ready, go to the assignment for this module and do some writing. And I'll see you at the next module. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.